The sixth perek of Pirkei Avos is called Perek Kinyan Torah, acquiring the Torah. But more than just acquiring. To be kinyan is like an official kinyan. You have to do something which makes it yours. You own it. And in this perek, we're going to see various inyanim about limud haTorah. It's really not part of Pirkei Avos. There are no mishnayos. It's a collection of braises. What is a beraisa? The word bera means on the outside. Gavoy is on the inside. Bera is on the outside. So beraises are halachais and mesoires of what Tanoim said that were not included in the Mishnah. Why did we add this to Pirkei Avos? So some say because you're supposed to learn Pirkei Avos as a hechana to Matan Torah from Pesach to Shavuos, and there are 6 weeks, six Shabbosos. So we wanted a sixth Shabbos of preparing for the Torah before Shavuos. But either way, Klal Yisrael has accepted these Beraisos as like part of Pirkei Avos. And that's what we mean over here when we begin Perik Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Shanu Chachamim Bilshain HaMishnah. The Chachamim taught the following Perik with the Lashon of the Mishnais. Baruch, gebenched is, blessed is, Shebachar Behem, who chose to listen to the Chachamim, those people who choose to listen to the Chachamim, of the Mishnasam, and their learnings and their teachings. Our Perik begins. Rabbi Meir, Rami Rabbi Meir says, Kalo Isaac b'Torah l'shma. Whoever is Isaac, whoever is involved, who is occupied with learning Torah, l'shma, not for his own personal reasons. Zaycha l'dvarim harbi, zaycha to many things. And we're soon going to see what those many things are. But what's called Torah Lishma? There are many, many different levels of Torah Lishma. And Chazal tells a person should start learning Shalai Lishma as a stepping stone to Lishma. When a little boy comes in and he's 3 years old, we give him candy and we tell him to lick the honey. Most three-year-olds don't really like honey so much. But the idea is, as the Rambam explains, try to teach him through Gashmiistic ways. Just like this is sweet, the Torah is sweet. And if a person learns with the proper attitude, even if it's Shalai Lishma, it leads to Lishma. But if you learn with the wrong attitude, if you learn because you want to be a big shot, or you want to show off, or you want to say you're better than someone else, that's called a Manas Lakanter. That doesn't lead to Torah Lishma. But to learn because you want to get a good mark on a test, you want your parents to be proud of you, you want to be considered a good boy in yeshiva, all of this is stepping stones on the way to Torah Lishma. The ultimate level of Torah Lishma is explained by the Baal HaTanya. This is what Hashem wants. And when you love Hashem, you want to do what He wants. You want to know what He wants. If you have a very close friend, you want to buy him a present for his birthday. So you want to know what he wants. So you buy him the present that's really going to make him happy. If you love Hashem, you want to know what Hashem wants. So again, Rabbi Meir, Amir Rabbi Meir says, Kol Oisik b'Torah Lishma, one who is Oisik in Torah Lishma, Zaycha l'dvarim harbi, zaycha to many things. Not only that, we'll soon see what the many things are. But first, let me tell you, says Rabbi Meir, Shekalo aylam kulay kidai hu loy. The whole entire world is worthwhile for his sake. In other words, says the Baal HaTanur, it was created for him. Nikra Reya. He's called a friend of Hashem, Kaviyachal. Oh, beloved of Hashem. Baal HaTanur shows us psukim and tillim that prove this. Oyev es hamakayim, he loves Hashem, if he's learning out of love, not just to avoid punishment or to get rewarded. Oyev es habriyos, he loves the people that Hashem created. He's makar of them and teaches them and does gimelos chasadim for them. Misameach es hamakayim, he gladdens Hashem kaviyachol. Misameach es habriyos, he makes Hashem's creations happy. In the schus of his Torah, in the schus of Torah Lishma, Hashem benches the world and fills it with all kinds of brachas. And there is nothing, kaviyachal, that makes Hashem more happy than when he can give the brachas to the world. And learning Torah clears the way for those brachas. Umalbashtoi anova, the Torah, like dresses him, clothes him with modesty, with humility, the yira and fear of Hashem. Umachshartoi, and it prepares him, it makes him fit, it like makes him kosher, makes him ready. Leois, to become a tzaddik, The chassid is someone who does lefnim mishuras hadin, does more than what is asked for him. The yashar, upright, the neman, and he's a trusted person. Umarchak toy min hacheit, it distances him from chait. Umakarafto ledei schos, and it draws him near to schosim. When a person learns Torah, it protects him from his yetzahara, and it gives him a cheshit to do mitzvahs. When I first started doing Daf Yomi Shiur many, many years ago, I got a call in the middle of the night, 3 a.m. Oi, did I wake you? What should I tell him? No, I had to get up anyway for the telephone. He told me he didn't realize the time difference, but he's like in Taipei. I think that's what the country is called. It's someplace near China. And he said he took along little cassette tapes. In those days, there were cassette tapes. I don't know if you know what they look like. They had like two little holes in them and a tape on the bottom. When the baby got a hold of it, he would pull it out. It would be all over the house, the tape. He took along the cassette tapes with him. That's how it was in those days. There were no cell phones. You know what that means? We made a shaloya sani oved. It wasn't a bracha levatala. There were no computers that people took around with them. He took along those cassette tapes. He was listening to shiurim in his hotel. He was there for business. His company sent him. You know what else there wasn't in those days? Cheap overseas phone calls. It was even before the days of phone cards. We're about 40 years ago. And he would ask me different questions on the daf. And from time to time he would call. Not so late, but very late. I would ask him, how much are these phone calls costing you? And he would say sometimes $100, $150. So I said to him, and I thought to myself, even if he's a rich man, but to spend $150 to ask Akasha, I'm not such a genius that my teretz was so geschmack. I said, why are you doing this? He says, you don't understand. I'm here, I'm the only yid over here in a hotel. If I have to protect myself against the Yetzirah and all the nesiyonos that could be here, and remind myself to do mitzvahs, I have to learn Torah, and I have to speak to someone in Torah. That protects me. That keeps my eyes b'kedusha, it keeps my ears b'kedusha, my mouth b'kedusha. I'll spend any amount of money for it. Even if the conversation costs me $200. Weiter says the Mishnah, a person that learns Torah l'shma, v'nehenen mimenu, people have hanah from him, they benefit from him, etza, from his advice, v'sushia, and his wisdom to help them. Bina, a deep understanding. Bina means to be maven davar, mitoich davar. From one thing he understands something else. Ugevura, and strength. The strength to overcome the Yetzirah, says the Medrash Shmuel. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, in Mishlei, with me referring to the Taida, Li, Eitzah, there is advice, Visoshia, and wisdom. Anibina, I am understanding. Li Gvura, with me there is strength. This is what a person gets when he learns Taida. V'naisenes loy malchus umemshala, it gives him kingship and power. In other words, when you look at his face, you see royalty. The Shabina Rav was one of the greatest ge'onim of all times. He knew Kala Terakula. The Chazaynish had never seen him before. He saw him once by a Levaya. There were many people there. The Shabina Rav said, the Shechina Rutafim. I see Hashem's presence on him. Who is that? They told him this was the Shabina Rav, and the Shabina Rav automatically asked for his Svarim. He wants to learn them. How did he know who he is? Of course, it takes a tzaddik to be able to see the Kedusha on someone's face, but it's there. The Chikur Din. He has the powers of analyzing things to reach a correct judgment. And they reveal to him Rosei Torah, the secrets of Torah. Min HaShemayim, they reveal it to him. The secrets of Torah refer to Maisa Bereishis, Maisa Merkava, Kadosh Baruch Hu's throne, explaining Yecheskel's Nevuah of the Kisei Akavite, things obviously that regular people don't understand. The Sefer Yetzirah, Sefer Yetzirah is the Shemais that Hashem used to create the world. V'nase, and he becomes Kemayin HaMizgaber. Mayan is a spring. Hamizgaber, that grows stronger and stronger. The water comes up from underneath. It's connected to a source. Ukinor, or like a river, she'enai paisik, that does not end. Ve'evi tsenua, he is modest. Ve'erech ruach, and patient. Ve'erech ruach means, whatever his mood is, it takes very long to be able to get him upset. And if he does get upset, it's over something that you have to get upset about. Umaychal al albayna, and he's forgiving when someone embarrasses him. Umgadaltai, and the Torah promotes him. Imaroy mamtai, and raises him al kalamasim, over all actions. So really, these things kind of test each other. He has to have a level of modesty that's real. How do you know it's real? When someone embarrasses him, he doesn't answer back. All this together makes him like a cut above the rest. Of course, there is so much to say about this Mishnah, but just one small thing. Oh, maybe two small things. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says in the Sefer Ruach Avos, what does it mean, Umgalin loy rozei Torah? When you start learning Torah, the secrets of Torah are there. We just don't see it. The more you learn Torah Lashma, the more Hashem reveals it to you. Like David HaMelech says, Gal Einai, reveal my eyes, Vabita Neflois mi Torah Secha. Let me see the wonders in your Torah. And that's important for a boy to understand. You may be learning Hakainis or Hamafkid or Mishnayis. There's so much here, both in the depth of Torah, the Pashit Pshat, and in the secrets. It's there, you just don't see it. The more we learn, the more we're Zaycha to it. And even, says the Balatanya, if a person's not Zaycha to it on this world to see the secrets, because you learned the Torah down here, you're Zaycha to it in the Olam HaEmes. So you just keep learning, and you'll see eventually, it doesn't happen overnight, how your life changes for the better.